no, we have to make, oh, if we're going to have another hearing, we've not just made that decision.
Good afternoon. Sorry for the delay. We will open the House Committee on Veteran Services and Emergency Preparedness. Today is Tuesday, February 6th, the 11th. Apologize, I'm just getting my days mixed up. Recovering from the storm. We have a work session scheduled today. I want to let everybody know that we will not be moving House Bill 4091. And we'll not be moving House Bill 4091, which authorized preference in hiring and promotion for employees of private employers who have served in uniform service and for spouses of such employees under certain circumstances. And I just want to let the committee know, as well as, again, the hundreds in attendance and the millions of viewers at home, this was not an easy decision for the chair. This was something that I think, you know, knowing the good representative, Widener, had his best foot forward and his heart in the right spot. But to be quite honest, looking at the amendments that were offered and what this bill would essentially do, holding harmless anybody that would perhaps discriminate in the workforce, just seemed like a real bad idea, particularly when you look at the fact that a lot of our veterans are in those protected classes, not as veterans, so to speak, but as minorities, as folks with disabilities, and in those. So what I'll tell you is I've heard from the trial lawyers today. I've heard from AOI, the Association of Industries. I've heard from some other business folks. I've also heard from Boley. And I think that what we probably have is a reasonable concept with good intentions, but a bill that perhaps if enacted would essentially possibly allow discrimination of a veteran who was a minority and leave them with no cause of action. And I don't think that's anybody's intent. I don't think that's what the bill was intended to do at all. And so it brings me a little bit of pause. But I want to tell you, not every bill that comes before veterans is going to get to make it out of the committee. And I don't take this lightly. And I want to say, you know, again, Jim Widener, hats off to the good representative for doing the right thing. And I believe he absolutely believes in what he's trying to do, and I want to help him get there. I just know that this vehicle was not the one to drive. So that's the basis for the decision. If anybody has any further problems with that decision, I'd be happy to have that conversation with you at another time. But that's the reason why House Bill 4091 wasn't moving. And again, thank you, Representative Widener, and of course, Jameson and his office. They do outstanding work for veterans, and want to thank Jim's son for his service, too. With that, we will open a work session on House Bill 4021.
Mr. Chair, members of the committee, this was previously heard on February the 4th. It's the measure that requires public universities and community colleges to charge in-state tuition of graduate veterans with either an honorable discharge or general discharge under honorable conditions if the physical presence of the veteran is shown in Oregon within the proceeding within 12 months of enrollment. Excuse me. The Dash 1 amendment clarifies applicability to newly enrolled veteran graduate students as of fall of this year, 2014. There is a minimal fiscal in the Dash 1 and no revenue on the Dash 1, and with that, with those statements or non-statements, I guess, since none issued, permission was received to rescind the subsequent referral to Ways and Means.
Wonderful. Thank you. And I want to recognize Ms. Ross's work on all these bills that we're bringing forward today. A lot of amendments, a lot of work, a lot of running. And thank you and Matthew for making this happen. So appreciate that. And again, the Dash 1, the goal was to get this fiscal to zero, to move forward from a certain date. And that's where we were with 2158, if you recall last session. And that's where we are on House Bill 4021 with the Dash 1s. With that in mind, Vice Chair Fagan, I would entertain a motion.
Chair Matthews, I move to adopt the Dash 1 amendments dated February 7th, 2014.
Representative Fagan moves to adopt the Dash 1 amendments dated February 7th, 2014. Is there any discussion? Is there further discussion? Is there objection? If not, the amendments are adopted.
Chair Matthews, I move House Bill 4021 as amended to the floor with a due pass recommendation and that the subsequent referral to the Committee on Ways and Means be rescinded.
Thank you. Representative Fagan moves House Bill 4021 as amended to the floor with a due pass recommendation and the subsequent referral to the Committee on Ways and Means be rescinded. Is there any discussion? Yes. Vice Chair Parrish.
Thank you. So when we passed the other bill, there was a little bit of kind of an unintended consequence of a gap of students who, for some reason, is kind of still not rolling into this legislation. And I think it was just a timing thing. And I'm curious, are we creating that same gap with this? I'm going to support the bill, obviously. But but I'm just curious if we have a sense of, are we creating that same gap, and maybe how many veterans who are current graduate students who are under the current policy who would not be new coming students, I mean, how many are we going to, and it's a small gap, but, you know, we kind of did create a gap there.
And that's a great question, and you're exactly right. 2158 created the gap. It was, I hate to say, intentional, because it had to be to remove the fiscal. We're in that same situation here, and the question comes down to, do we want to try to move a piece of policy forward with zero fiscal, or have it simply die in Ways and Means and get nothing? And so, for the greater good, and Representative, I love your passion for veterans issues and your heart for the veterans. I'm with you on where I wish we could be, but on this bill, I think we're where we have to be.
I guess the question I have is, do we get a sense that we didn't get a number?
I don't have a number,
Chair,
but yes.
Representative Parrish, members of the committee on the hearing on the 4th OUS, I believe, testified to 38 that would be applicable, but there was no clarifying whether that was all the current people that they had, people that they were anticipating,
gotcha.
But that's the number they provided at the last hearing.
Okay, thank you for that.
Thank you. That's helpful. And thanks for your question
and
for raising that point.
I'm just, you know.
Absolutely. I appreciate
hopefully
it.
We can come back and solve that for anybody who's left in 2015.
Mr. Chair.
Yes, Representative Esquivel.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. You know, I see these things, and I always have to say something about them. As far as I'm concerned, as soon as a veteran walked into town, they should be able to get in-state tuition. Period. No waiting period, nothing. Because I think they've given the ultimate check when they wrote that check. And you've written that check. Some of us here have written that check. We know what it is.
I understand, Representative. I appreciate that. And a lot of folks are attached to people that have written those checks, too. And so I think this committee certainly does understand and appreciate your comment. Any further discussions? Seeing none, clerk will call the roll. Matthew?
Representative Boone.
Aye.
Representative Esquivel.
Aye.
Representative Huffman.
Aye.
Representative Witt.
Aye.
Vice Chair Fagan.
Aye.
Vice Chair Parrish.
Aye.
The motion passes, and the bill will be sent to the floor. We need to designate a carrier.
Isn't it your bill?
It is my bill. Is there anybody that wishes to co-carry or perhaps even lead carry? I know that's odd. But I was, doing my best with Representative Gilliam to not say any words on the floor. But I'll be happy to carry the bill. So we'll assign it to me, House Bill 4021.
Take it, Mr. Chairman.
Carried by the chair. Thank you so much.
Gilliam.
And with that, we will close the work session on House Bill 4021 and open a work session on House Bill 4022. And Ms. Ross, will you take us through House Bill 4022?
Yes, Mr. Chair, members of the committee, House Bill 4022 was also previously heard on the 4th. It creates the Kelsey-Smith Act requiring cellular service to provide cellular device location information for the purpose of emergency response to situations involving risk of death or serious physical harm at the request of law enforcement. There was some discussion of problems with the bill, for example, the word reseller. A -1 amendment was received that removes and replaces in a number of places the phrase reseller of cellular service with the phrase provider of radio communications service for cellular providers. It also requires the Office of Emergency Management to coordinate data collection with PSEPs, that's public safety answering points, and law enforcement, and report to the legislature biennially. The amendment also provides immunity from civil action for good faith disclosure to first responders in compliance with the terms of this measure. There is no revenue on the -1, and we are still waiting for a fiscal on the -1. There is no subsequent referral.
So currently we are at a position where the -1s could be moved, which addresses a lot of the concerns that we heard, but we can simply put them into the bill but not move the bill today.
That's correct, Mr. Chair.
Great. And again, this was some great work by Zach Reeves in my office to take some of what we heard and work with the industry to find ways to address the reseller, but also the other point that was significant about reporting back to the legislature, because I think we all want to know that and make sure that this isn't going to be abused by anybody by any stretch. So I think that those questions were answered, and so with that, I would entertain a motion.
Chair Matthews, I move to adopt the -1 amendments dated February 6, 2014.
Thank you. Representative Fagan moves to adopt the -1 amendments dated today. I'm sorry. Dated February 6th, 2014. Is there any discussion? I am hooked on the 6th. Any discussion? Is there any discussion? Further discussion? Any objections? Seeing none, the amendments are adopted. And I believe Since we cannot move the bill to the floor, we are solid on that, correct? So we've just moved the dash one amendments into 4022?
Your only other alternative would be to rule suspension in absence of the fiscal statement, but you do have one more work session on Thursday if you want to hold it over to that day.
Does a rule suspension get the chief clerk coming into this in this room for any particular reason? Because I respect the work she does, and she's very busy.
I think, if possible, Mr. Chair, members of the committee, there is a strong desire not to suspend the rules, but it is one of your alternatives.
I believe what we'll do is we'll respect the institution. We will move this to Thursday. That's within our powers to do, and we'll bring this forward as a 4022 with the dash one on Thursday. Thank you so much for your work. And with that, we will close the work session on House Bill 4022. And brings us to, should we just move on to here, or should we address this? Okay, we'll move and we'll open a work session on House Bill 4025.
Mr. Chair, members of the committee, House Bill 4025 was previously heard on the 6th of February. It clarifies that the maximum amount of home or farm loans made by the Department of Veterans Affairs to eligible individuals applies to each of four possible loans, declares an emergency, is effective on passage. The members are very familiar with this technical fix. There's no revenue impact and no fiscal impact and no subsequent referral.
Great. Thank you.
Chair Matthews, I move House Bill 4025 to the floor with a do-pass recommendation.
Thank you. Representative Fagan moves House Bill 4025 to the floor with a do-pass recommendation. Is there discussion? Is there discussion? Seeing none, the clerk will call the roll, please.
Representative Boone.
Aye.
Representative Esquivel.
Aye.
Representative Huffman.
Aye.
Representative Witt.
Aye.
Vice Chair Fagan.
Aye.
Vice Chair Parrish.
Aye.
Chair Matthews.
Aye. And the motion passes. We'll need a carrier for this. Do we have any volunteers? Representative Esquivel, this is kind of right up your alley. You've worked on this issue for a long, long time, sir. Thank you for that.
Thank you, Mr. Chair.
Representative Esquivel will carry House Bill 4025. And with that, we will close the work session on House Bill 4025 and open up a work session on House Bill 4057.
Mr. Chair, members of the committee, House Bill 4057 was previously heard on the 6th. This is Representative Wisniewski's bill requiring certain entities to report to the appropriate legislative committees by October 1st of this year on application of military training or experience toward licensure, certification, or other authorization to engage in a profession, declares emergency, effective on passage. There's no revenue, minimal fiscal, and no subsequent referral.
Great, thank you. And I had informed Representative Wisnett that it was our intent to move the bill, and he asked if he needed to be present to answer some questions, and I told him no. I hope that was okay. So with that...
Chair Matthews, I move House Bill 4057 to the floor with a do-pass recommendation.
Thank you. Representative Fagan moves House Bill 4057 to the floor with a do-pass recommendation. Is there discussion? Is there any discussion? This has been an issue we've been working on for quite some time. I think it's a step forward. Seeing no further discussion, Matthew, could you please call the roll, sir?
Representative Boone.
Aye.
Representative Esquivel.
Aye.
Representative Huffman.
Aye.
Representative Witt.
Aye.
Vice Chair Fagan.
Yes.
Vice Chair Parrish.
Aye.
Chair Matthews.
Aye. The motion passes. And I believe the good representative, Gene Wisnett, would love to carry that bill. And thank you so much for that. And I'll close the work session on House Bill 4057 and open up the work session on House Bill. Actually, we're not ready at this point for 4087. So we're not going to open the work session. So members, just so that you understand and those folks in the audience, 4023, we are still waiting. Representative Huffman, we'll talk a little bit about that. Certainly going to be on Thursday's agenda. We'll have a fix for you. I'm quite certain one way or another we will address that. And so 4023, which was the Oregon State Lottery Commission and the lottery game to benefit veterans, education, and economic development. And then 4087, which is, of course, the Task Force on School Safety, and it's just simply not ready. So we don't have It's got a subsequent referral to Ways and Means right now. We're trying to figure out what exactly is going on with the bill. We had a couple of small amendments. Nothing that I see are going to impact the progress of that bill. So I apologize for those of you who came here to see us move that bill. That was our intent. We're still not ready, waiting a last-minute email to come through. Still not here. So, again, my apologies. House Bill 4087, I think you can count on seeing that on Thursday. And with that, I would say, is there anything else for the good of the order? Committee members, you are swift and very active and energetic today. I really appreciate that. Glad to see everybody made it through the storm. Great to see you, and thanks. With that,
and if you could just repeat for the record, we'll carry over those two to Thursday.
And for the record, once again, we will carry over House Bill 4023, and we are carrying over House Bill 4087 to Thursday. Seeing nothing else from the committee, thanks for joining us today. Our committee is adjourned.